So, today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.
My seven, huh?
Seven.
Oh, quite a So, seven is Indra offering. Indra offering, Brihaspati. And the verse is 2 verse 34, 35. So, I just read the verse 34 and we can read together. Verse 35 to 34, there is no report. Sri Rishi Uvacha, Abhyati Tamsara. My God, this is from the room.
Maybe someone
can read it. Yeah, maybe the death to that. We need a form, especially the Sanskrit. You want to read?
I can read.
You can read? It's 34, you can just read like this.
Okay.
35, we can repeat.
Abhyartita suradhanai paulanita hityeva atapah savishvarupastanaha prasana shlakshnayagira. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when all the demigods requested the great Vishvarupa to be their priest, Vishvarupa, who was advanced in austerities, was very pleased. He replied to them as follows. So now this one should be...
Well, we can repeat. You can read and we repeat.
Sri Vishwarupa Uvacha.
Sri Vishwarupa Uvacha.
Vigarvitam dharma shilaye.
Vigarvitam dharma shilaye.
Brahma Varcha Upavyaya.
Brahma Varcha Upavyaya.
Katam Nurmad Vidhonata. Lokeshaira Bhiyachitam.
Lokeshaira Bhiyachitam.
Pratyaksha Syati Tashishna Shishya.
Pratyaksha Syati Tashishya.
Saeva Svartha Uchate.
Saeva Svartha Uchate.
So next can you put.
Okay. You want to read those? Maybe I can read the English, you don't have to trouble you.
Okay.
Sorry, thank you. Okay, so... thank you, yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So maybe I just read the translation of you, but I'm sorry for the one-to-one, but it's not too much. Shivishwaruk said, O demigods, although the acceptance of priesthood is described as causing the loss of previously acquired Brahmanical power, how can someone like me refuse to accept your personal request? You are all exalted commanders of the entire universe. I am your disciple and must take many lessons from you. Therefore, I cannot refuse you. I must agree for my own benefit. For pupil Bhaktivinoda Srila Prabhupada. The profession of a qualified Brahman are Patana, Patana, Yajana, Yajana, Dana, and Pratigrama. The word Yajana and Yajana mean that a Brahman becomes the priest of the populace for the sake of their elevation. One who accepts the post of spiritual master neutralizes the sinful reaction of the Yajamana is the one of those beyond he performed the yajna. Thus, the result of the pious act previously performed by the priest of spiritual master are diminished. Therefore, priesthood is not accepted by learned Brahman. Nevertheless, the greatly learned Brahmana, Vishvarupa, became the priest of the demigod
Because of his profound respect for them, Om Agyanati Vidandasya, Agyanandana Chagayasa Chumita Midatasya, Shigura Vinamam. Jaya Shri Prabhupada. So it's a verse which is nicely describing the beauty of a Brahman. And it is described by Prabhupada in the Prabhupada that there is six duty that a Brahman must perform through his life, or can perform through his life. So the first two are patana and patana. And that's mean patana means reading, actually, to learn the scripture, to read regularly. And that's why Prabhupada emphasized so much in our society of Krishna consciousness to read every day Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, that's one of the most important action activity that a Brahman, a truly Brahmanical person, must perform. And then, when he read Kampatana, which means actually to explain to others, that's why also we always have the Bhagavatam class or the evening class, where the one of the devotees he speaks for other devotees regularly. It has to be done every single day because it's the action activity of a Brahmana, and they are actually the way by he become more and more exalted spiritually. And Prabhupada speak more elaborately of the second action, the third and the fourth, yajana and yajana. Prabhupada said that the word yajana and yajana mean that a Brahman becomes the priest of the populace for the sake of their elevation. In other words, and that's the Brahmana, the priest, is the person who actually conduct the yagya, the sacrifice, and he teach other to be involved. And Brahmana, they are in this way conducting yagya, all kind of different yagya according to the need of the populace. And of course, we know from the scripture, the Veda, that the yagya which is more suitable for the general populace is changing according to time and circumstance, and specifically the four different age we know at the beginning, and mostly the spiritual endeavor, the spiritual person were actually mainly meditating as a yavya. He was just making performing meditation, because the spiritualists in the Satya Yuga were actually very advanced, and they were able to be peacefully situated in their meditation without any disturbance. And then we are, as we know, in the second age. What was it in the second age? It's not the deity, so before the sacrifice. Huh? The yagya, actually, the yagya. And they were performing huge yagya when the Prabhupada said that they were offering all kind of very valuable thing in the yagya for the pleasure of Vishnu. Another name of Vishnu or Krishna is Yagyapati, is the master of the yagya. So the true yagya is when we offer the yagya for the benefit for Vishnu, and in this way he's very pleased. So in the second yoga, there were huge yagya, and they were offering all kind of thing. And Prabhupada said specifically ghee, they were offering tons of ghee, was saying. And he said, of course, in this age, it's not possible to have such a tremendous yagya, very opulent, because in the society, where quite Kali Yuga is not so opulent, the material energy doesn't give so much anymore because of the sinful activity of the population. And then, as we know, in the other third yagya, and the yagya previous, in the third age, the age previous to our age, actually they were performing a very nice worship of the deity, temple worship. It was very nicely done, and still we have, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we're still doing this activity of worshipping the deity. And then it is explained how in Kali Yuga, actually, because the population is so degraded, and practically everyone is on a level of Shudra, so there is nothing we can do. And sometimes, of course, it is explained how it is a blessing of the Kali Yuga that only by chanting Hare Krishna we can advance spiritually. But we should understand also in the other side that it's because we are so so low spiritually that we are not able to do any or the other properly. So Krishna is very merciful and he gives the chance in Kali Yuga to perform the most elevated yaga, which is chant his name. And that's actually, we should remember, that's the main yaga, the main activity as a brahmana in this Krishna conscious movement is to chant the holy name, because chanting the holy name is the yaga for this age. So that's yajana and yajana. And we chant ourselves the name of the Lord daily, and we have the 16 rounds, and also we chant congregationally the name of the Lord very loud, and we try to engage also the general population in this chanting of the holy name, because it's actually the only way, as we know, it's the only way in this age we can truly become Krishna conscious, and it's the path given by Lord Chaitanya, chanting of the holy name. And then to finish with this six duty as a Brahman, and there is the last two one, Dana and Pratigra. They are also very important. Dana means to give in charity. That's the propensity of a true Brahman. He's always ready to give whatever he gets in charity to other. In another word, is the opposite of Kripana, which is the opposite of Kripana, is the opposite of a Brahman. It means someone who is very selfish, very motivated, very egoistic. He wants to enjoy for himself, he don't care for others. And the Brahman should be just the opposite. He should be very generous. For this reason, he should daily, if possible, give in charity. And we can see actually in the scripture how the Brahman, whatever they receive, the tendency is not to keep for themselves. They immediately give to others or use it in the service of Krishna. And that's a wonderful quality of a Brahman. And also because he is so qualified, being so generous and unselfish, is also qualified to receive, which is the word, as it is said, pratigraha, and that means to receive in charity. Because many times, someone who is not advanced spiritually, if he gets in charity, he will use wrongly. Like Prabhupada said, even sometimes you should be careful to who you give in charity, because many times we see, especially in the city, you have all kind of very poor people, and sometimes they seem really in need and want food. You think you're going to help them, and after you see actually the managers get the money to buy his drink, alcohol, so you participate to a sinful activity. So it's not actually so simple to give in charity and to receive. And someone has to be actually very qualified, and that's the particularity of the Brahmana. He's qualified because he always gives to other whatever he receives, or he uses it properly, and he keeps really the bare minimum for his maintenance. There is, in all the different Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, you have different class of, different level of Brahman, and to give an idea, the most elevated Brahman, actually, he don't even beg to receive food. Actually, the most elevated, he just go in a field, and whatever is left by the owner of the field, by the farmer, he just live on this. It was like this in the Vedic culture. So it's actually, a Brahmana is a very renounced person. He's not at all attached to material opulence, and he just want to actually use it properly.
in the sense of the law. So that's all equality. So to come back to this specific word, Prabhupada seemed to be more mentioned in Yajana, and that the priest means that the Brahman become the priest of the populace for the sake of their elevation. So he mean priest mean also, that mean two priests, like we have the high the priest in our temple, the priest in the church, and they perform the different sacrifice like this. But it means also the leader, spiritual master. And here, Prabhupada makes a very essential point about this position of being a spiritual master or priest. One who accepts the post of spiritual master, he neutralizes the sinful reaction of the Yajamana. Yajamana is the one who receives actually who participate to the Yajna or who become the disciple. They are called Yajamana. So we have heard of this, that's the spiritual master when he initiates the disciple. He has to be very, very cautious, because what happened is all virtues they diminish, this explained here. Thus the result of their pious act previously performed by the priest or spiritual master are diminished. And as a consequence, it takes also the reaction, specifically the spiritual master, it takes at the time of initiation, because it will be very difficult for a disciple to go on with his very heavy load of sinful action we have accumulated throughout millions of lives. So what happened at the time of initiation, the spiritual master is taking actually most of the reaction of the sinful activity of the disciple. And that's not something light, actually, we have to understand. It is mentioned in the scriptures, specifically by the sixth Goswami, that the spiritual master, he has to be very careful. It is actually mentioned in the general law rules that the spiritual master should not accept too many disciples. It means, of course, if the disciple is extremely pure, very advanced, and is not someone who is committing sinful action, there is no problem. But usually when we take initiation, it's because we start initiation in starting, and when we start, usually we don't come so pure. So it's advised in general not to take so much disciple. It means actually materialistic disciple. That's what we are when we are neophyte, we are beginner, because it's very dangerous if you have accept too many disciples. If you are not strong enough spiritually, you will have to suffer the consequence. Of course, someone who is extremely exalted, the reaction may actually be burned in the yagya, and the spiritual master will not have to suffer. But still, there is always some reaction, and because of this, the spiritual master may have to get sick, or even worse, get in trouble in his own spiritual advancement if he's not careful. So, and we have seen in this story, it happened very regularly, although person may be at one point very exalted and was able to accept disciples, we find him a few years after in very big difficulty. And we should always remember, of course, he may by himself be not so serious anymore, but he may also have to suffer. It may be because of the reaction of accepting so many disciples. So it's not something impersonal that, okay, I accept this person as my guru. No, actually, the guru is the one first who decide who I accept as a spiritual master. And sometimes you have people who come here and say, oh, we are all the Riddhi, we are all disciples of Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada, he has to agree with everyone, I accept all of you. for eternity, and I will have to suffer for eternity, whatever nonsense you make. And so impersonalistic vision of what means. Actually, the main person which has to be the one who chose is the spiritual master, because he takes the reaction. So that's why we always take the Diksha Guru in this life. We have to find someone in this who is alive. We cannot say, oh, I'm the spiritual master of this one or this one. Because we have the spiritual master, he has to decide if yes or not he will be. We may have many Shiksha Guru who give instruction, and they may be alive, or they may be already not anymore in the world. Like we are all Shiksha Guru of Prabhupada. Obviously, we every day we read this book, but we have to understand related to the Diksha, to this Paya Yagya. When we get initiation, the spiritual master actually he takes a very big burden, and he should be very careful. He should be careful, because no one else will have to actually take the consequence if he accepts too many mundane disciples. Yeah, mundane disciples doesn't mean that actually they are all fried. No, they just mean they come, they start, so they are, of course, not so well advanced, not so much advanced, so there will be some consequence. So that's a really interesting point to make. But in this case, we see that Vishvaru, nevertheless, the greatly learned Brahman Vishvaru become the priest of the demigod because of his profound respect for them. So we can see here Vishvaru, he takes actually the risk, he accepts, although it is just mentioned that he knows that his virtuous deed will be diminished by this, but still he accepts the demigod as his disciple. Why? Because of his profound respect for them. And that's actually the most wonderful quality of a true Brahmana, a true spiritual master, a true priest. Actually, he's ready actually to sacrifice his own comfort, his own security in spiritual life. Is ready to make any kind of sacrifice in order to give Krishna consciousness to other living entity. Here, Vishvaru say how how he has a profound respect for them. And in general, a Brahman or a spiritual master is very much actually in a lot of affection for all any kind of living entity, any kind of human being who is willing to start the process of spiritual life, the process of Krishna consciousness. And for this reason, as in the case we see, of course, it has been so much spoke about the position of Srila Prabhupada. We can speak again, because it's actually his position in this regard to the special quality of spiritual master is so magnificent. And Prabhupada actually he sacrificed just completely his own nice Krishna conscious situation that he had in Vrindavan. And if you imagine, he was it's something we when we are young, we don't always realize what it means that Prabhupada did at such an age. Because you say, okay, he was old, but also old, it's nice to be a spiritual master when you are older, and you are free from family life, you have more time. And it's explained, actually, old age is very something which is profitable for spiritual life in general. It's true, but usually what they were doing, the spiritualists in the past, when they get old, usually they go to the forest and they just go down there and practice Krishna consciousness with all the person was very much willing to do the same action, to do the same step in their life. So that's actually something we have to consider. What Prabhupada did is completely different, because he was in Vrindavan, where it is mentioned is the best place you can finish your life, and is the best place for practicing Krishna consciousness. There is no other place in the whole universe where it is more profitable for spiritual life than Vrindavan for practicing Krishna consciousness. But in the case of Srila Prabhupada, at such an age, he decided to go to the West, and which for us it doesn't mean so much because we are in the West, so we say, okay, he went from India to the West. But when actually you are born as an Indian and you have been raised in the culture of the Vaishnavas, to go to the West at an old age alone, that's something absolutely incredible. And most of the people who were around Prabhupada said, don't do that, this is crazy, you know. What are you going to be? The abomination, they eat meat, it's so difficult, and nobody is practicing Krishna consciousness there. But Prabhupada still was actually so attached to give Krishna consciousness to others that he did this step. And although it's true in old age, it's more beneficial for spiritual life. At the same time, old age is very difficult to travel when your body is going more and more down, and you have more and more difficulty to do what he did. And there was no reason for himself in one sense, we could say, because like we said, he was in Vrindavan, and in Krishna conscious perspective, he has the best position. He didn't have to move to become more Krishna conscious in another world. He just moved for us. He just moved to give to the Westerner, because as we know, that was the first instruction he got from Bhaktisiddhanta when he was young, to preach to the English speaking world. And what an instruction. You know, this is really not an easy thing, but he meditated through his whole life, and he was actually so much attached to this instruction that he did, and it becomes such a success, where everyone was thinking it's just going to be a flop, he will come back after a few months like the other of our brother, making few old women no interest in Sanskrit study or whatever. But he make all movement of Krishna consciousness just based on this point to have appreciation for all the living entity. He was sure that if it's the instruction of his spiritual master, there must be a reason, and for sure there will be some fruit in this preaching in the West. And it happened actually, and we see. And all of this is because the spiritual master is able to see the soul in everyone. And as such, Prabhupada, although most of his contemporary and his god brother were thinking that nobody would be interested in Krishna consciousness, because Prabhupada has such a clear, pure vision of Krishna consciousness, and he was sure actually that if Krishna wants, it can be done, it can be given to even the so-called Mlesha of the West. So it's all based on compassion in another world, and the priest or the spiritual master. Because of his compassion, sometimes he takes risks. And it was, like you say, Prabhupada was, it was such a risk because, as we know, when he went through the sea, he practically died of a heart attack, but he did it. And just because of his compassion, he actually gave us the most wonderful fruit of Krishna consciousness. So that, as many times we say, especially in the Kali Yuga, that's the most wonderful quality of compassion, to give to others Krishna consciousness. So maybe you have something to add about this point?
Yeah,
Yeah?
Just a question. Like, he got cast very early in his life of the spiritual master, but why did he wait so long to do that?
Well, Prabhupada, I think he did it because it's a question to be ready. You know, it's not such a light instruction. It is explained that sometimes you cannot do an instruction immediately, but if you just meditate on it, it's as good as to accomplish the instruction. So Prabhupada actually he prepared himself for his own life to be really ready, and when he was really ready, I don't know, I'm not no one to understand at which point he evaluated his ready or not, but for sure he made the decision at the right moment to cross the ocean to give Krishna consciousness, because he was ready. And what is more, actually, even more glorious is that his all life before he was 69, before he, at the time he encountered a certain master, for so many years, actually, he was preparing, it was his main meditation, he was preparing for actually do the service that the spiritual master asked him to do. So it's a question to be ready.
I have a question. You explained in your class okay, that in Kali Yuga we are all natures. We are not in the Shudra situation. We have to have some quality. But we are natures. But the point is, I'm wondering, because we say in Kali Yuga we are all natures. But Bhaktisiddhanta and also Prabhupada wanted the movement of Brahmanas. So can you explain to me if I.
Well, one time the devotee of Prabhupada, his disciple, they asked him, so how is it we become Krishna conscious, we become interested in joining the movement, how is it, because we don't have any previous, we say, good, yeah, I mean, if you look at what we were usually doing before we become a devotee, it's really simple, extremely simple, and you just go to hell usually at the end of the religion. So they were asking Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, oh, but I create your activity. And Prabhupada said that I create Paris activity, what was the question?
It's just that, how is it that people can become Brahman?
How we can become? Well, that's the magic of Krishna consciousness, actually. Because ultimately, we are not sinful or pure. It's just a material covering. We are still a soul. So, anyone, in any situation, in fact, has the potency to become a pure devotee. There is no actually, like they say in India, some people, specifically the Brahmin community. You see, if you take birth at the Western, there is nowhere in this life, you cannot make it. Or even more, they say if you are Shudra, you cannot make it. You have first to act a good Shudra, next life you will be a Vaishya, and then good Vaishya, and like this. The thing is that it doesn't work like this, it's just a big speculation, actually. And I mean, in general, yeah, it's a slow, but because, the spiritual soul is actually a full potency. Krishna consciousness can be given and can be revived in anyone. So although we may be at the beginning starting from a very weak position to be born in West, and we should not be proud of it. Actually, we think of the other ones here, they think like this, they are all wrong. No, there is some truth in it. It's a fact. To take birth in Western country and doing all kinds of nonsense, it's not actually an advantage. But at the same time, if we are very sincere, and we can actually become qualified spiritualists. Prabhupada was cautious specifically to, you say, for the Brahma. It was more easy for the first, as an encouragement, first initiation. But I was just reading, because I was looking yesterday about Brahma duties in the Shikshamrita. And he was saying this point that for the Brahman initiation, we don't have to initiate everyone as a Brahman. We have to be very cautious and indeed what actually Brahman should do. So it's not an easy thing, but still it can be done. Prabhupada did Brahman initiation to persons who were actually very disqualified apparently. But it's possible, and we can see in the movement there is so many wonderful devotees who are, although they have taken birth in a very low situation, actually they do extremely good, and they do such a wonderful action as a Brahman. So everything is possible.
I just remind me, you say some Brahmanas in India say that because we take birth in Western countries, we cannot reach them. And this is mainly Smata Brahman. It's just remind me of the Jewish tradition, the Jewish people, you see. Some people can have God and others can't. It just remind me of this kind of
thing.
It's just some chosen people can have God, but others, because they were born in other countries, they cannot have God. Pray God, they cannot be with God. So it reminds me of this mood of.
Yeah, it's a very one of the main obstacles in spiritual life. When we practice, the goal is to elevate ourselves. So when we practice, naturally we elevate. But the problem was when we elevate ourselves, the tendency is to look over the other low, you know, we become proud. So that's the whole. A very difficult task and spiritual life to remain humble. But in the same time, we actually elevate ourselves, we become more advanced, still we have to remain humble. Otherwise, we may become like the one who criticized, like the Brahman in India, who are very proud of it. We also can become proud in Krishna consciousness, thinking that we are such a great person, and that would ruin and destroy the whole thing in our movement, but also in our own spiritual life. So that's the main obstacle, the main difficulty we have to face, is to remain humble in all the different situations Krishna put us. Okay, I will stop because my brain is going to fall apart.